Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we are recording. We are live. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. Saturday night, 8 p.m., New York City. If you've noticed, if you've made it this far in the episode, and you've noticed, like, is the audio quality, like, somehow even better than the last 305 episodes, you are absolutely correct. I have bought a sort of soundproof desktop booth that I will be getting into momentarily and extensively. I do just kind of like set the scene and sort of respectfully detail my emotional state. Today has been tough. I'll just say it's been tough. I went to a memorial service for a friend of mine in the East Village at 11 a.m. Out of respect, I will not be really talking about it at all. It was the most beautiful service I've been to in my entire life. There were like soul singers. There was a band. It was, I cried more today than I have all of last year combined, I think. I went home after the service, and it was like Ramona Singer in Morocco, like just kind of like flopped on the bed, and it looked like I was doing crunches, but I wasn't. I was just kind of like, you know, then promptly had to like get changed and go to my best friend's husband's birthday down the street. Like that was it was just, it's like two very different events, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, that is maybe a metaphor for life. I would have liked a little more time to think about stuff, but life, when you're middle-aged, just barrels on, and it doesn't get easier. I know I have a lot of young listeners, like, y'all, you think your life sucks? And it does, probably. It probably does suck. But it's not, you know, it's not as bad as you think. I'm going to start maybe being nicer to people. And hopefully just be more grateful that I'm healthy. Anyways, I really can't get into it because I will just start like sobbing again. I don't want to sob. Thank you just for... I know this isn't, like, actually disturbing any of the real operators and dial heads, but maybe we should just talk about the box. The box. The box. Okay, so, as you know, I have a roommate, and I don't know why it's taken me so long to really take an initiative to just, like, because I've always just wanted to record when I want to record, but I actually don't even know how I planned this out, because like sometimes he's like, you know, I'll record on weekends because like he's a little bit of a party boy, and I'll, you know, be like, okay, he left the apartment, now it's time for me to record the pod. But like, do I need to wait until like fucking Friday night at like 11 p.m.? Like, no, that's fucking crazy. And I actually, again, I don't know how I've kept this up. And it's not his fault for existing. But I did a little research. I was like, well, can maybe I can, like, soundproof my door. We have, like, a Jack and Jill kitchen, basically. We have our own entrances, our own bathrooms. We just share a kitchen. And there's, like, a door on either side of the kitchen. The Jack and Jill kitchen. That neither is really used, but I do just feel self-conscious if I'm in my room, speaking into the open, like just, you know, no boundaries, no kind of like, I've been craving Booth, and I didn't realize I was craving Booth. And I like, so I, okay. I researched like how to maybe put like soundproofing on the door that's on the Jack and Jill kitchen, and I was like, it seems kind of annoying and like stupid. I'm like, that's also, it's like so far away, and I would still, I don't know, like just didn't seem like the right thing to do. I kind of sat on that idea for a week, and then I was like, wait a minute, what if there's like a, I was like, what if I built a thing? And, oh, actually, no. What I did think was, like, maybe I'll buy, like, a room divider from, like, IKEA or something, or, like, a vintage store, and, like, drape a blanket over it, and kind of it'll wrap around one half of me. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't think that's really cutting it. And I just Googled, like, how do you soundproof a desk? Or something like that. Like, how do you soundproof a desk? And there's, quite frankly, a lot of information about this. It's, like, helping, like, teens or, like, little children, like, study. Because there's, like, so many distractions. And it's also, like, a public library thing. Kind of like an office thing, too. It's, like, you have this, like, little autistic. I'm, like, touching. Hold on. I'm, like, can you hear this? I'm going to turn the sound up. Hold on. I'm stroking the inside of the box. My big pink furry box. And then I saw this on Wayfair. There were similar items on, like, Amazon, and you know, there's zero reviews for any of the stuff. I'm like, that's shocking and weird. But I found one that is, so it's like a 31 inch by 31 inch by 31 inch felt cube that has, it's like thick felt. I would say, hold on, let me ballpark it. I would say it's like quarter of an inch thick felt. And then the inside is lined with the kind of like protruding conic, you know, black. Is it not styrofoam? It's foam. It's fucking foam. I cannot, guys, I don't have the bandwidth to, like, really even, you know how I, like, be Googling shit? There will not be any Googling tonight. Like, I am, depleted. So it's lined top to bots. Oh, there's a ceiling in here. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm in, like, a Rolls Royce Phantom, like, the little Starry Night. You know, I'm in a cocoon. It's just, it's so much different. This is a new era for the Dial Jan podcast. Okay, but we're not even, like, really there yet. So it's, like, the front sides are one piece, and the top kind of plops on top, and, it, like, latches in with some, like, notches, and then there's a flap behind me that I would say is, like, at least a, I would say it's, like, 16 inches behind me. So my desk is only, like, I think I measured, it's, like, 18 inches, so it's, like, a foot and a half. So the cube is, so I'm sitting, my gut is, like, right up next to my desk, and then the cube is, like, jutting out another foot behind me, and there's a flap behind me as well. If this is not making sense, I'm so sorry. I cannot even provide more information. I just can't. But I'm sure it's confusing. I don't know if this is translating or not. But we're here. I paid, okay, it was $190 on Wayfair. They're having a sale, and it was like 20% off. So I paid like one with tax. It was like $160. I was like, you know what? This seems expensive for felt and, like, foam, but it's going to potentially change my life. And, you know, we've been recording for 9 minutes. I am absolutely changed. I no longer have to wait to record an episode at all. I can just do it whenever I want. Mostly, it's not to, like, reduce noise from, you know, my roommate's side of the apartment, or even, like, I'm not trying to improve the sound quality that much, because it's pretty good, but I feel more confident and less self-conscious. You know, I'd rather bark into a cave than bark into, like, a cavern, if that makes sense. I'm sure that makes sense. I'm like, oh, the autism. Oh my God, I am I have to be autistic. This is just like heaven. I'm like in this little cocoon. And also, now that I've, I did a little audio test yesterday. And by the way, I'm going to talk in a second about the shipping and handling revolving around this item, because I was fucked so hard again. Whoa, that was, see, oh my God. So like the soundboard is like, oh, you can hear it because it's like not reflecting all over the room. The soundboard plays for my MacBook Air speakers. Oh, guys, you can't hear my voice, but I am so happy about this. I am so happy. I'm happy for all of us. This is huge. This is fucking huge. It's huge. Wait, I lost my train of thought. Oh, echoing. Okay, so I did like a little sound test, not with my like podcasting microphone, just with my, you know, MacBook Air, and I was talking into the box and like there's no echo, and I didn't like even notice echo before. I was like, oh, it's just me talking in a room. And then I like, you know, I'm in public app, this is like yesterday, like 2 p.m. So I've lived a full day and a half since then, and I'm just noticing like how much nicer life would be if there wasn't echo everywhere. And I think that everywhere, particularly bars or restaurants or coffee shops or any business, should put soundproofing. Make it cute. Listen, make it cute. But there should be soundproofing on every wall. And you know, I'm sure nice restaurants, like Michelin star restaurants, I'm sure they know that and they do that somehow. But I don't go to that. Like, I just don't. I'd love to. One day I'd love to go to a nice restaurant. Currently I'm just not going to them. Hang a rug up. Like, put rugs on the walls. Like a fucking oriental rug on the wall. One of my topics later that I'll be going ham on is washable rugs. So buckle up for that. I mean, this sounds great. I mean, it wouldn't sound that. We're encroaching like ASMR territory, I'm assuming. But also like, I hope it's not like my mouth sounds aren't like, you know, they kind of like, oh God. Okay. I hope that's not coming through. It will be. Oh God, it's coming through. Oh Lord. But I'm so happy for the booth. Guys, I'm so happy. I'm in the booth. I can focus better. It's great. I did need to do a little bit of housekeeping for Patreon stuff, just really quick. You know what? I'm going to start dinging the bell. Let's see how the bell sounds with booth. Oh my God. Yeah, that's loud. Okay, so I think I mentioned it previously that I was selected for this, like, quote-unquote Patreon growth program where me and 100 other lucky individuals are going to be a part of this thing where, like, you put public content out for, I guess it's like I was promised something differently, I think. Either be like a separate tab where, like, subscribers who are not paying, but they're, like, following you. Because I think I have, like, let's just say I have like 450 subscribers. I also have like the same amount of like people who are members, but they're not paying. So they get all my notifications, but they're not, they just get, they're like, oh, Dial Dan released a new episode. And they're just like, okay. And they're not doing anything about it. So the goal for Patreon, they want to make more money and they want to have like, get these people. You know what? They're freeloaders. They're just kind of sitting on their ass and they're like, they're probably like 12 years old and like they're never gonna pay, but Patreon thinks that like they can get new contributors financially through this thing, and I agreed to do it. And the premise is that like every week I have to post 3 to 4 things on my public feed. It could be anything, but like I made a list. I spent like an hour and a half doing it, and I just went through old episodes that kind of had like a lot of likes on the Patreon. And so when we're doing this, is not going to affect you guys at all, like paid subscribers. It will only affect you if you're like trying to maybe scroll back really far. So from now until May 31st, 3 times a week, I'm going to just post old episodes on my public feed. I think we're already like unlocked episodes. Like it's fine. And I emailed, confidant at Patreon. I was like, yeah, this is not what I thought. I thought it was going to a different tab. I don't want my feed to look crazy and cluttered and annoying. And she's like, yeah, no, I know, we're working on it. I'm like, you're not working. It's never going to be worked on. I'm like, okay, so I have to like just post. I'm posting this stuff. So for the next like, April, 2 months, my feed on the website and the app, there'll be like re-releases basically. So just scroll past them. I do apologize. It's annoying and fugly, quite frankly. But there's nothing I can do about it because like the goal is to get more subscribers, make more money so I can like maybe do more interesting things and then talk about them. We're all winning. If I get some more subscribers, we will see. I don't have like the highest hopes, but I'm also just trying to be hopeful in general because, anyways, life isn't like super bleak, but I have only one thing to look forward to. It's my upcoming trip to LA. I'm leaving on Wednesday of this week, and the weather's going to be 62 and sunny in New York City, and it's going to be 52 and rainy in Los Angeles. My kind of winter getaway isn't looking... it's giving like my teenage dream ended. Okay, we have so much to talk about. Oh my God. There's so many topics and like so many questions. Holy shit. Okay. I will probably be recording another episode tomorrow night. Really quick, I wanted to reference me being referenced in the Cumtown final episode where Nick Mullen, Adam Friedland, and Stavros KS got back together for like 30 minutes. A couple people text me like, yo, or no, some of the Del Dan Patreon chat was like, you got referenced. I was like, tell me what. And my friend Sean was like, oh my God, you got referenced. I'm like, okay, I got to listen to it myself. And basically Adam was like going on about who God knows what. And he's like talking about some other guy named Dan. And then Nick Mullen, who I fucking love. I saw him at Tim Dillon's birthday party a few weeks ago. And me and Nick are very similar in a way. Like we're kind of, you'd think we'd be like good socially. We're not. Like we're just not, I'm not great socially. I either like dominate a conversation and just like make myself look fucking stupid, or I'm like dead silent. So there might be an in-between, but in my mind when I got home I'm like, oh, you fucking fool. You did it again, you clown. Anyways, I saw Nick at Tim Dillon's birthday party and we just kind of like had a really nice conversation about stuff. We talked about cars. Nick has made me laugh harder than most people on the face of this earth. So love him to death. So Adam was talking about like some guy named Dan, and then Nick Mullen was like, wait, like Dan. Adam's like, wait, he, God, how can I'm trying to remember Wait, I'll play the, wait, I'm gonna play the clip because I'm in the fucking booth now. Hold on, I'm pulling up photos. Let me click videos. Wait, guys, we're in a new era. Oh my god, it's right here. Wait, I'm not even like editing this video at all, or this pod at all. This is just, I found it already. Okay, here we go.
And then someone else asked her, a gay guy, obviously, and he's like, okay, I talked
to
her.
Was it Dan?
Dan Niden?
No.
Oh, no, not gay Dan, who doesn't believe in dinosaurs. That is the best
He's awesome. Do you know
he's
him?
Like, prove it, bitch.
Wait, who?
I don't believe in dinosaurs.
He's one of Dasha and Anna's friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I think maybe we met, like, once.
Okay, this gay guy asked.
He did see, look, I'm pro hilarious gay guys.
Yeah.
For sure.
This gay guy
asked. They're allowed to be
Yeah.
So
okay, they're bleeping out the word retard. Okay, it was on YouTube actually. But like, let me just like hearing Nick say, he's awesome. I probably listened to it 50 times. Let's see if I can find it.
The best.
He's awesome.
Do you know?
No,
he's
wait.
Like, prove it, bitch.
Awesome.
Do you know?
He's
like, that's the that is the best.
He's awesome.
Do you know?
He's
like, that's the that is the best.
He's awesome.
Do you know?
He's like,
one more time.
That is the best.
He's awesome.
Do you know?
God, it felt so fucking good. I know. But I don't care. It was awesome. It's like, damn. Oh, validation. I get no fucking validation ever. Not ever. I get in the comment section on the Patreon, which I love. Like, I really... Again, I'm being a nice person. I love you guys. And I did want to shout out, just while we're talking about this, I'm making it about me. This is so... I just haven't looked at my Apple reviews because, first of all, I never get any. And also, like, I don't want to know. Because someone called me, like, an alcoholic deranged loser. I'm like, bitch, like... okay. Like, it's not... it's kind of baked in. Like, we know it. But someone... left the most touching review that was, it really like kind of melted my heart. And it gave me some wind beneath my wings. I'm going to read it really quick. This is from the user called Dial Tribe. Okay. Dial Tribe Assemble. Dan is one of a kind. The podcast is truly touching, emotional roller coaster disguised as a low-key weekly recap of his personal life's minutiae. He's just like you and me. You can feel his sweetness, sensitivity, faith, and insecurity. It makes me think about all the smallest things in my life that I love and care about. He's a classic kind of guy with adorable rituals. He loves them all. He's full of life in a real soulful type of way. So clock that style of tea. Thank you so much. Because like, as much as it seems like I know what I'm doing, I'm like kind of pawing in the dark. I built a cave in my room. I want to get more in the dark. But like, it was just very nice. And I'm not going to harp on it because like, it's grotesque to like, first of all, read a compliment someone gave you and then talk about it. But I just want to say thank you. Chica, that's written from a woman. There's a gay guy did not write that. Unless you did. I don't think so. It's giving woman. And I love my women. I love my women so much. Okay. Do you want to talk about the Oscars? I mean, it's too late. I can't talk about the Oscars. But there's one thing, like, I kind of, Coleman Domingo is a faggot. I think I knew that and forgot because, like, again, alcoholic with, like, holes in my brain. I feel like when he did the episode that, like, Hunter Schafer, he's, like, her, like, sponsor or something. And I was like, oh, that's a gay guy. But I, like, forgot. And then, like, his husband, they've been together for, like, 17 years. They met on a Missed Connections Craigslist post, which is the dream. It's very charming. It's very sweet. But they, like, have the same name. It's, like, husband's name is, like, Raul Domingo. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, wait. do gay guys like change their last names? And I was like, oh, like Pete Buttigieg and Chasten Buttigieg. Like they got the last name. That's the same. And I'm like, wait, is that like, do we do that? Like, first of all, like, I am like so just like antiquated in a way that's not, I'm not proud of, but I'm like, wait, gay guys can get married? That's crazy. And I saw like a gay guy with, saw a gay couple with kids in Provincetown this summer. And I was like, wait, what? How did you get them? Like literally fucking, fool. It's just, it's, I, oh God. I know. Like gay guys.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
No, it's not that at all. I'm just like shocked. It's like such a stark dichotomy to my lifestyle. From my lifestyle to theirs. I'm like, oh wait, I didn't even know this like possibility model, a term coined by Liber and Cox. I'm like, I just like literally forget because like every gay guy I meet and talk to is just like, you know, middle age, and they're like, okay, I'm gonna get on like testosterone, go to the gym and be anorexic. And I'm like, well, that's good for you. And the wholesome ones just are on the apps because they're like, oh, I'm like married with like kids. It's like really fucking amazing. Anyways, the changing the last name, I was like, wait, did that, do we know, like sound of the comments, like, is that something you knew gay guys were doing? Did you know gay guys were changing their last names when they're getting married? Because I'm like, I've heard of like hyphenating, but I'm like, just don't even fucking bother. It's nice to be like, oh, we're starting a family. I just think hyphenated last names are so, it doesn't make sense. It's like, there's no, looking towards the future, you just can't do that because then, like, I've said this before, like, then let's say someone with a hyphenated last name gets married to another person with a hyphenated last name and they have kids. Like, does your kid have four last names? Like, what do you do? How do you decide? You just make a little, ugh, man. I don't know. It's fine. Listen, I'm happy. I'm so happy we can get married. Yeah, Oscars. Listen, I'm happy Mikey Madison won. I think she is absolutely fantastic. I've been a fan of her since Better Things. To me, she played in that show like the best teenage girl I've maybe ever seen. Besides like Freaks and Geeks, like everyone in that show was like perfect teen, like so real. Was that Judd Apatow's like first foray into like huge production? I don't know. I think so. James Franco, Busy Phillips, other people, and Busy Phillips too. We're gonna talk about her in a second. But Mikey Madison in Better Things is absolutely astonishing. She was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Probably one of my top, we'll say top 10 movies of all time. Also, she was Ghostface in Scream, not 5, is it like 8 or 7? Sorry, spoiler alert. And she's currently 25 years old. I can't believe it. God bless her heart. God bless her heart. Anora was fucking A+. A lot of people are saying, like, oh, his other movies are so much better. They are. I mean, no, they're not. They're good. They're, like, Anora was a masterpiece. Loved Tangerine. I watched Starlet recently, his first movie. What else? I didn't see Florida Project yet. And then Red Rocket was good, but, like, way too long. Casting was fucking unreal. The casting in Red Rocket, great, but Red Rocket is nowhere near Anora. A lot of people said that Anora, like, they're like, the chase scene in the middle was so long. It's like the whole movie. It's like not even like a scene, it's like a fucking hour. It's like, I was just along for the ride. Maybe I was just in the right mood. But, like, Mikey Madison took it to the next level for me because she is so fucking good. Okay, I can't keep going on. Oscars, Conan was downright hilarious. He was kind of riffing, too. Cause he, like, there's a joke where, like Timothée Chalamet, who I thought should have won Best Actor for A Complete Unknown, because that was... First of all, I almost didn't watch the movie because I'm like, who cares? I don't even like, I don't like Bob Dylan that much. That movie, I think I talked about it a couple episodes ago, or last episode. Absolutely astonishing. You're not patriotic if you don't love that movie. It makes America look so fucking cool. Rock and roll looks so fucking cool. New York City looks so fucking cool. It's just like a little weird love triangle. Him, Joan Baez, and like, they changed her name in the movie because like, Bob Dylan's like, please don't use her real name. I think they had a kid together soon. I don't know. It's not. Whatever. That movie fucking rocked the goddamn house. Dude. Oh, so Conan saw Timothée Chalamet in the audience wearing this, like, kind of yellow leather special. It was like a, you know, a suit, but made of, like, thin leather. It looked very buttery, and so I was like, "Ooh, I would." But that leather feels nice. I don't know who made it. Not really like a banana yellow, kind of like popcorn. It was butter. Listen, Orville Redingbacher, and Conan's like, Timothy, hey, you're definitely not gonna get hit by a car on your bike tonight. Conan, that is so funny. That is so funny. Conan is so funny. I forgot that he's like actually so funny. And he kind of like, you know, dances around a little bit. He just has the right vibe. Think about Trevor Noah and then think about Conan O'Brien and think about like how little charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent Trevor Noah has. It's psychotic that he's even involved in our zeitgeist whatsoever. He should have a podcast that no one listens to, not host like The Daily Show and like awards. Like, what the fuck? Okay, anyways, I can't. Halle Berry looked amazing though. I will say she looked good. 58 years old. Oh, yeah. God, I wish I just was her. That would be so nice to be Halle Berry. Although I hear she's like pay her ex-husband. She's been divorced like 5 times and like fucked up her prenups and like has to pay like every man in her life like $20,000 a month or something. I'm like, oh no. Ugh. Sometimes love loses, but you know, I appreciate her putting herself. I appreciate her putting herself out there. Oh my God. We're not even, like, in the topics yet, guys. There's so much to get to. It's so crazy. Okay. Oh, okay. We're leaving the bell. Okay, speaking of movies, for some reason, I was thinking of cruise ships. Maybe there was ads for cruise ships during the Oscars or something, and I was like, oh, you know what I haven't seen in a long time was the movie Speed 2 Cruise Control, starring Sandra Bullock and the guy in the movie whose name it'll come to me. I think it's like Jason Patrick, but there's no K. It's like P A R D C T H. God, doesn't that sound good? Okay. The movie's terrible, but I put it on Saturday morning, afternoon-ish, because I know the final scene is so fucking incredible. If you're unfamiliar with Speed 2 Cruise Control, because you were probably not even born when it fucking came out, the last scene of the movie, this cruise ship narrowly avoids slamming into an oil tanker, kind of like scrapes the side of it, makes a quick turn. And they're like, oh, it's fine. But then the cruise ship, sorry, not to spoil a movie from like 25 years ago, maybe even longer. Wait, what? Yeah, I'm Googling. Hold on. Get on the Google Earth Mover. I wonder if the keys are going to sound good in the booth. Okay, here we go.
Speed to cruise control.
1997. So that is... Oh my God. 28. No. It's that 28 years ago. Oh. I really wish I didn't Google that. Oh. It's fine. So this, the final scene of the movie is like this cruise ship, like it diverts away after sort of slamming into this oil tanker. It then heads into and crashes into a beachside town, which is set in St. Martin, which is where they filmed it actually too. And it's like a 5-minute scene. And let me just tell you, like finding it on YouTube, it, the clips that it starts off at is like a point where it's like already halfway over. I could not find the entire clip, which is abhorrent. I need the whole fucking clip. I wanted to post it on Twitter and be like, yo, this shit's so cool. I couldn't post it. There's no clip. There's no full clip. It starts like a little boy in his like parents like condo after the ship has like destroyed half of the fucking beachside town. And that's where it starts. Like, it's actually not where it starts. So I was like, whoa, like how, and it's all practical effects. And I was like, hold the fuck, we need like a documentary on this whole fucking scene. So I Googled it, you know, it's a little Googling, shmoogling. So they built an entire fake town. This cost $25 million in 1990, what did I just say, seven? That now would be like, probably like $80 million. And they built an entire beachside town. And they crashed a fucking cruise ship into it. But it wasn't quite what it seems like. They built these like kind of like tracks in the ocean and then like had like a front of a cruise ship and then it like plowed through to film it from like the head on angle, and it destroys everything. And then the cruise ship eventually, then they like replace that with like a full on cruise ship like parked in the middle of this town. The movie's so stupid and like very bad. Willem Dafoe's in it. He's like a bad guy. He has like leeches in a bathtub. Leeches are not something you see much anymore these days, by the way. I did put a leech on my wrist at Brad Schmell's apartment probably 10 years ago, and it was painful and left a bruise for weeks, if not months. And then he had a Bitcoin underneath his like mouse pad. I was like, do I steal this Bitcoin? I'm never stealing anything, but I was like, I've never seen it. I know Bitcoin was like an actual coin. Oh my God, I'm getting too crazy. But like, you know what? You gotta watch the final scene of Speed 2. It's like a monumentous feat of American filmmaking, much like A Complete Unknown, but it fucking rocks the goddamn house down. It's so fucking good. You don't care. You guys don't care. You don't care. You're like,
all right.
You're kind of into it though, right? Speed 2 cruise control. Put it on the background, then pay attention to the last 15 minutes. That's all I'm saying. Okay, we're going to move on to the Meghan Markle Netflix show. I mean, what can I say that hasn't already been said? Obviously, it's barely watchable. She's fake. She's random. She's the definition of fake and random. If you, you know, aren't, if you're a Luddite, anyways, if you don't have, like, electricity and you're somehow listening to this transmission, Meghan Markle has a new kind of lifestyle cooking show on Netflix that just got renewed for a second season. So, you know, props to her mama. It's again, it's like so obvious to not like her, and you know, I can't really do like mental gymnastics with this because it's just so demented and useless. And like, you already know, like, I can't even get into it. It's like her vibe is like so like Williamsburg 2008 farm to table wedding, but in like a bar on Bedford Avenue. But she's like, she lived in Canada for a while, which makes sense because it's like Canada, it's like Canada 4 years ago, but it's like New York City, like almost 20 years ago. Are you, do you understand what I'm saying? No, fuck.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No, I know you do. It's fine. Sorry. I didn't mean to be a bitch. So I only watched the first two episodes. First episode, there's a gay Asian bald guy, which, hey, listen. I will stand any bald guy on TV because, like, there's not a lot of us. And one of my questions I'm going to get to later, it's about baldness. And I have a lot to say, but I'm going to just put a pin in it. He's, like, he was her makeup artist on the show Suits. Also, I just realized this show Suits was called Suits because it's about, like, lawsuits. Like, it's like a legal show, but also Suits because it's like they're wearing suits and it's about like fashion or something. Anyways, Meghan Markle sucks so bad. She is so dated blogger, but like, you know what, I'm glad she's being herself, but herself is like not a real person. So gay guy comes to her house. Well, we think it's her house. It's not her house. It's just not her. Okay, so she says it, but like not until halfway through the first episode. I'm like, okay, beautiful kind of California kitchen, a little smaller than I thought. I'm like, this is not your house, babe. There's not like a big kitchen island where she's doing all this shit. And it's not like a galley. The range, the stovetop is not like in a galley, but it's a little offset. And I'm like, like, I feel like your house is bigger than this. Anyway, so she's like, I'm preparing the guest room for my friend, who, by the way, she's like, when did we meet? And he's like, I was your makeup artist on Suit. She's like, oh yeah, right. And he's like, to him, that's like, that's their relationship. And she's like, no, you're my best friend and you're gay. What the American public's gonna like is like a gay Asian guy who's my best friend who has literally no charisma whatsoever. She's like, this is gonna be the premiere episode. It's gonna make everyone fall in love with me all over again. So before he even gets there, she's like, I'm gonna make a little bedside like thing for the guest room. She makes like bath salts, and she just like puts like salt in like bags that she bought from like Temu or something. And well, she makes like, she puts like peanut butter pretzels from a Trader Joe's bag into a different bag, with like kind of brown paper, like not twine, but like ribbons. She cuts on the ribbon. She like labels it. Her handwriting is gorgeous, by the way. Handwriting, gorgeous. That's not relatable. And she's like, contains nuts. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Whatever. Props to her. For caring about that. She makes the like wooden tray, and then she's like, so this isn't my house, but I'm gonna put it in my guest room. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Rewind. Before this scene, she was like in her backyard, which we thought was her backyard, with her beekeeper, and they're like harvesting honey. And she's like, I'm so scared to do this still. I can't believe I'm still so scared. I don't know why I'm so scared to do this. We're like a full fucking like hazmat suit. I'm like, you don't need to be scared to be beekeeping because like the bees can't get in your fucking suit. You're wearing a fucking suit. You're not. Beekeeping doesn't seem that crazy or terrifying at all. Like, it literally doesn't at all. And there's like a garden that she's like rooting around in, but it's like a rented house. She's like, this isn't my house. I'm like, wait, this isn't your house. Like, are we getting a glimpse into the premise of the show is very fraught. But it's also fun because it makes me want to fucking die. And sometimes that's nice. I can't go on. Two episodes is enough. Anyways, they make like spaghetti, like a one pan spaghetti thing. Ugh. They make candles together, like melt wax from the bees thing. They make candles. There was a moment where I had like a bit of a conniption because like they put these little dollies and drill a hole in them and it like keeps the wick centered in the candle they're pouring it. And I think the guy's name is Dan. And she's saying, Dolly Dan, Dolly Dan, Dolly Dan. And I'm like, wait. Dial Dan mentioned Meghan Markle Netflix show. Sound off in the comments if you heard. If you heard Dial Dan mentioned, you probably didn't. It was the whole ethos of the show is like, she's always like, it doesn't need to be precious. It doesn't need to be perfect. Then why can't we see your fucking house, bitch? Like, why is every single thing you do so precious, so curated, and so perfect? Like, don't say something that's a diametrical opposite of what you're fucking doing because it comes across as retarded. Also, this is the thing. Her gay best friend being, like, the first episode, I'm like, okay, you're trying to set the tone, but, like, the tone is, like, so off. They have this, like, vibe that like a lot of people have that are like not that close. She'll be like, you know, he's like sitting at the kitchen aisle and she's like goes into a cabinet. She's like, I'm gonna get some honey. Like trying to be like chummy, be like, I called you honey, isn't that crazy? I'm gonna get some honey. And he's like, no idea what to say to that, because like, how do you respond to that? He's just like, oh, honey, yeah. I'm gonna get some honey. Honey. And it's like, that's not charming. I'm so upset that Gen Z called the word cringe. I was wincing. I wince every 10 seconds on the show. Maybe I'll start watching it, honestly, because it does scratch a certain kind of itch. It's not like genius or smart. It's just like, oh my God, she paid a lot of money. But I got renewed, so she's probably, you know, finally the podcast didn't work, all this shit. Okay, but here's another thing that I fucking hate. This is supposed to be her gay best friend. While she's like making food and doing all this shit, she's also just like randomly humming. I hate random humming when someone is just like, okay, so she's like, the gay best friend, isn't talking. He has virtually nothing to offer this planet besides makeup. Sorry if you're listening, but I just don't think you're a very talented artist in makeup. But so she's just like kind of cooking and she's like, like this humming. And I'm like, oh, it makes me want to fucking crawl out of my skin when people do that. They're just like, I'm like, either play music or shut the fuck up. don't hum like that, because she's not humming like an actual song. She's kind of like, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, and then he's kind of like, Oh, yeah. And he's like, then he starts humming too. I'm like, stop humming. Like, this is a telltale sign you don't have star quality.
Star quality, baby. Get the fuck out of here.
Clock that specific kind of tea. It makes me want to fucking die. I'm going to grab some honey. Okay, honey. That's the vibe. Stop doing that. Just don't have gay friends. Just don't have gay friends. Have women friends, and that's it. Don't be friends with gay guys if you're, like, really not ready, or you don't have to have gay friends. Women, you don't have to have gay friends. And if I'm your only gay friend, 'cause you pay for this podcast, I'm not talking about you. You should have a gay friend, but you should also pay for it. and don't talk about it. You know, just don't do anything like that. Also, there's like these fucking like fake relationships with like the producer guy. Like before like the episode starts, she's like making like a French press coffee and she's like, oh, like, hey, do you want, I'm making coffee, do you want one too? And he's like, oh yeah. She's like, okay. And like, kind of like the camera will pan really quickly to this guy. And you see all the lights kind of like taped to the ceiling of this like fake ass Montecito rented house that is not her house. It's like she's, you know, she's Princess Di. She's like a woman of the people. I want to watch the show. I want to watch the show right now. I want to watch the show right now. I'm not going to. I want to talk about another show, actually, called Denise Richards and Her Wild Tits. Sorry, and Her Wild Things. So this is a Bravo show that aired after Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I kind of can't believe it got made. I didn't know there was that much interest around Denise Richards. I mean, I love her. She's Denise Richards. She is again, I don't like the word cringe. I don't like the word iconic, but she is iconic. I don't have a lot to really touch on, but like, she has three daughters. Two are from her marriage with Charlie Sheen. Names are Sammy and Lola. They're so Marsha and Jan. Sammy is, pardon my French, a hoe. She's the hoe daughter. And Lola's like, she's like, maybe Christian or something. She's like God-fearing. They're like 2 years apart. Sammy's the one that did OnlyFans. And she's like probably like 22. Like Lola's like 21. Oh, God, there's... My biggest takeaway from this... Well, okay. So I was watching live on YouTube TV. And I was like, this show sucks so bad. Thank God it's only a half an hour. And then I watched the first episode and was like, okay, okay. I can, like, maybe go to bed now. But then it was a two-episode premiere. I was like, oh, fucking hell. I gotta watch both episodes. Kind of similar to the Baldwin show where I'm like, I think I got it. Oh wait, I have a soundbite for that. Hold on. I'm like, I think I got it. Hold on.
We got it, girl. We got it.
Exactly. Thank you, Chad Michaels. So there's this I'll just give you kind of like a little slice of one of the episodes. I don't know if it's the first one or the second one, but the cameras follow the two daughters separately because they're in a huge like month-long fight because they have like literally nothing in common. So Denise's hoe daughter Sammy is getting ready with her hoe friend for a rave in the mirror of her like apartment, and Sammy's like, oh no, I forgot Narcan. And her hoe friend is like, oh, don't worry, they'll have some there. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Hearing Narcan on Bravo, I'm like, whoa. I forgot Narcan. Oh, like, whoa, like, oh my God. I'm like singing now because I have a booth. I'm singing in the fucking booth. Okay. I'm like, that's a little fucking out there. Oh, no, I forgot Narcan. Don't worry. They'll have some there. I'm like, are you on? I get having Narcan's probably a good idea if you're hanging out with like drug addicts, quite frankly. Like, you should probably have some. Another option is like not doing drugs.
Honey, I mix your milk with my cocoa cup. Milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa cup. Milky.
But she's so young. I'm not nailing her to the cross. We just didn't have that when I was her age. But also, drugs weren't, like, cut. No, it's terrible. No, you should have Narcan. You should absolutely have Narcan on your person all the time. Anyway, so then, like, the next scene is, like, the not-ho daughter, Lola, in the morning. Like, she's, like, praying around a kitchen aisle with her friends. And then she's, like... she's a child of God. Okay, so she's like, I woke up today and I prayed and I talked to God, and God told me to go to the beach. Even though it's cloudy, I still went to the beach. Like, bitch. Honey, I mix your meal with my cocoa cup. Milky, milky cocoa. Mix your meal with my cocoa cup. Milky, milky cocoa. Mix your meal with my cocoa cup. Milky. Sorry, that sound bite's so long, but I'm like, how do I cut that off? Like, you just kind of got to let it rip. Oh. Aaron, her husband, still hot as fuck. You were curious about that. He's so hot. Something interesting, though, is they don't... So they have their house in Malibu. They, like, filmed The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills at. But... Aaron's, like, family lives there, and they rented a townhouse. I don't know if it's in Malibu or... I don't know. They rented a townhouse, and they rented the townhouse next to it, and then they rented a third townhouse. So there's, like, three townhouses in, like, an apartment kind of complex. It looks like... to me, like, when I went to school in Rochester, they built this kind of fake... like, it was, like, there's a Barnes & Noble and then, like, apartments you can live at, like, above it. I wanted to. Couldn't afford it. I feel like it was, like, $900 a month. And this is in 2000. Oh, God. Six. Oh. But anyways, that's where the Richards family is living, in a kind of indeterminate try townhouse. I'm like, what? Just rent a house? I don't know. She does things differently, and I kind of appreciate that. She also drives, like, a 2012, like, Corvette that's, like, silver with, like, chrome rims and, like, black decals. That is so bougetto. But you haven't heard that word in a while. Bougetto. Bougie and ghetto. So that's B-O... You already know what I'm going to do. B-O-U-G-H-E-T-T-O. Also, there's, like, a weird, like, sober fentanyl cousin who looks like Aaron Carter, who's, like, fucking face tat. He's covered in tattoos. He's probably, like, 22, looks 54. And then he says, like, the hoe daughter, Sammy, he, like, sees her. He's like, hey, baby, what's up? And, like, kisses her on the cheek. I'm like, okay, you cannot do that. You cannot say, hey, baby. Hey, baby, to your cousin. Hey, baby. What? Hey, baby? No. Can't say hey, baby, to your fucking... Hey, imagine, like, going to Thanksgiving. You see your hoe cousin, and you're like, hey, baby.
Black stockings, white shoes, shouldn't be allowed
in the church. Okay, I have, like, three more topics left. So, guys, you're going to be so mad at me. I don't care. I think that I'm going to do the questions on the $10 tier. The $10 tier used to be kind of a thing that was a little bit enigmatic, and I'm like, well, no one's really on it. Now, I've got a lot more people on it. A lot of you have upgraded your pledge. Thank you so fucking much. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. Truly it does. It means the fucking world to me. Also, if I'm going to be straight up with y'all, $5 in 2020 is not $5 in 2024. So with inflation, you should all be paying $10. But I'm not changing, the prices at all. So the price will not be changed. But so don't worry about that. However, now there's like such a presence of the $10 tier members. I'm like, oh honey, I have to like, sorry, I have to. And this is the goal. I want to provide for everyone. And like, maybe you can't afford $10. I'm trying to think, like, I would maybe, no, because I do, I mean, like, Heather Juju's got a little tier. I'm happily subscribed. Happily. Because it's like, I'm not, like, not financially well. You know, I'm financially ill. I'm not trying to guilt trip you, Dachi. Nothing like that. Nothing of the sort. I'm just saying. Now there's a, again, like a presence of the $10 tier, and it's actually, now I have the booth. Oh, God, the booth. The booth, I'm telling you. The booth is, I'm not even like being hyperbolic. We are in a new fucking era. I can do the pod whenever I want. And we're going to get more. You're going to get more. You're going to get less if you're not on the $10 tier. But we're already over an hour, but I'm going to do just a few quick topics. Okay. Stacy from Real Housewives of Potomac. Real Housewives of Potomac. Fucking goddamn it. I really need to learn how to enunciate. Stacy from Real Housewives of Potomac. Perfect princess. I love her so much. She is not only gorgeous, she's hilarious in her own way. And you can't really compare her to anyone. That's like Real Housewives goal. So, you know, QVC host, was married to like a German guy who like doesn't, you know, they're divorced. They're going through divorce. You know, they blur out his face. He's a white guy. She's black. They have a kid. She's like, I don't even want child support. I just want alimony. I don't really get that, but like, I think she probably gets the situation better than any of us do. But on this season of The Real Housewives of Potomac, she had this kind of like, pardon my French, like gay boyfriend, TJ, who was also, I think, was he on QVC too? He was in media in some way. He's an attractive guy. He made me look like Ross Matthews. He's a fucking faggot. He's a devout Christian. He's celibate. And she's like been courting him for like a year and they haven't fucked or anything. And all the girls are like, wait, what the hell is going on? He wore like a mesh shirt on Watch What Happens Live. A lot of questions were raised. But he's also so mean to her in so many scenes where, like, you know, they were at like a, I think it was Wendy's like 40th birthday, backyard blowout, big mansion, all white party, dinner, drinks, you know. And I guess TJ thought that Stacy wasn't paying him enough attention. Maybe because she's filming a fucking reality show that she's a star of. And then she sits down next to him at the dinner table, and he's like, yeah, no, like, don't even bother. Like, you don't want to talk. Like, okay, whatever. It's like, don't touch me. She's like, he's like, better get your hands off me. It's like so bitchy. And like, I mean, I don't even know how to really comprehend it. I've never seen someone really act like that for a man his age. He's like 50. I'm like, you cannot talk to any woman like that, let alone Stacy. Again, perfect princess. Perfect princess. And there's a lot of moments like that where he's like mistreating her and she's like not being weird at all. She's like so on top of things. She's not messy at all. She's very direct. And so the reunion happens. It's like last week. And I think it's Wendy's husband, Eddie, FaceTimes TJ and is like, hey, where are you? Why aren't you here? He's like, oh, they didn't invite me. Record scratch. He was invited. Andy Cohen, I think, cleared that up. Anyways, TJ says, oh, they didn't invite me. And he's like, code switching to be like a really like straight, like mad, aggressive guy. He's like, you know, fuck Stacy. Like, you know, she paid me to be on this show with her and she owes me money. Like, fuck that bitch. I'm like, holy hell, TJ. And the thing is, I know I'm describing it in a particular way to try to get you on my side, but when this information lands at the part three of the reunion, all the women are like, oh, I knew it. Like, I knew something was up. Like, you're paying TJ. And Stacey's just kind of like, wait, show me that tape. Like, she's like, I don't believe this happened. Like, I cannot believe he would say that. Like, show me the tape. And they're all like, it's a rigged witch hunt, quite frankly. They're all like, oh my God, why would you need to see the tape? He said it. Wendy's like, I saw it with my own two eyes. Like, I saw it. And she's like, I don't trust any of you. You know, she didn't say that directly, but the vibe is like, I don't know you that well. I'm new here. I would like to see the tape before I react to it. I'm not taking anyone's word for it. And then she... the reunion continues and Andy's like, okay, we'll give you the tape, but we can't do it right now because it was filmed on like a camera, like a big, you know, serious production. Like, it's going to take a second to get the footage from that camera to any device. So actually, you know, let me pull this fucking shit up. I'm going to do it. We're in the booth now. We're in the booth. Things are different. God, this is so funny. Okay. Oh yeah, here we go. Okay, so
I lost my best friend tonight.
Okay. So
I lost my best friend.
Oh, sorry.
I lost my best friend.
Oh my God, why? Okay. So should I cut that out? No, it's fine. So eventually they play the footage for Stacy and she's so like diplomatic. She's unfazed kind of always, but she's very funny. And after I play this, I'm going to bring up something else she said, which is hysterical. And I think it's solidified her place in Real Housewives of Potomac. I hope if she's not back on X, she should be like center. What do they hold in Potomac? Like, is it Beverly Hills is a diamond. They hold Atlanta's a peach, Potomac. I don't know. Anyways. Okay, so they present her with this information, and she doesn't, like, talk the way other women talk. Like, she's not so, like, forthright and, like, unraveled. She's, like, very calculated. And so they show her the tape of TJ being like, fuck that bitch. Like, she paid me to be on the show, and then she says this.
I lost my best friend tonight.
That's sad.
It's horrible. But still I rise. And I'll be all right.
Leave her alone.
But still, I rise. One more time.
I lost my best friend tonight.
That's sad.
It's horrible. But still, I rise. And I'll be all right.
But still, I rise. Okay. We have two little topics left. Let me ding the bell. Ding the bell. Wow. I wouldn't say like ex best friend. We were best friends for years. We just drifted apart. He had a boyfriend who never liked me, and it was always so fucking annoying. Because I'm like, what am I? I'm like, we would hang out a lot in their shared home. After they broke up, he unfollowed me on Instagram. I'm like, okay, well, I was going to mute you anyways. I was going to respectfully mute. So, as you know, I've recently rejoined Raya. We don't know how to pronounce that yet. And I get a notification that's like, Boop has requested your, I don't know the terminology, it's like you have to like be recommended, basically. And I'm like, oh, wow. Wow, that's fucking rich. This little fucking asshole, who has betrayed me, now wants to get on Rhea. And you have two options, and it's either like ignore the request, or you can, again, terminology unclear. It's like you ignore the request, or you like recommend that they shouldn't be a part of Rhea. Since I'm a good person, categorically, I just ignored the request, but I should have. Fuck, I mean, I look back on this. This was 2 days ago. I was like, I should have fucking, like, Rhea doesn't need Rhea. They don't need, like, backstabbing scoundrels on this fucking app. Like, literally, how dare he? I'm like, I almost forgot he existed. And then to get that notification where it's like, oh, this person who, like, has never liked you for years and has unfollowed you now wants you to vouch for them. I'm so sorry. It's just...
What happened to hello? How are you? My name is... What happened to that?
What the fuck happened to that? Okay, one last topic. Washable rugs. All right, y'all. So, maybe I was watching the Oscars, or I just have been getting so many ads for washable rugs. And this is, not to be so like 15-year-old me reading Adbusters, this is the absolute, and not to be a person that's like, oh, we're in a recession. We might be in a recession. I feel like we've been in a recession since like 2004 or like one. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know anything. But this to me indicates it's not even a it's like just the way you can brand the biggest wasteful, most piece of shit product in the world and make it seem like everyone needs it. It's like, oh, you need to wash a rug? Well then ditch your old rug and get this little fucking like towel you put on a piece of like rubber and then you just put it in your fucking washing machine. Isn't that like such a great solution? But meanwhile, all these corporations do is... Yeah, I threw that Jill Biden one in there. They thought that it was retired. It's not. These corporations... They lie. They lie. Also, the biggest thing is that, like, these rugs... do not fit in like a household washing machine at all. They're humongous. And that's why rugs don't even need to be put in a fucking washing machine, you fucking idiot. Don't get a light colored rug. I'm about to go off in so many different directions. Listen, if you have a part of your house and you have a little precious rug you don't want people to step on, and you make people take your shoes off, put the rug, roll it up, put it in a fucking closet. No one wants to step on your little, like, fake polyester polar bear white-looking little rug. Anyways, for whatever reason, you've decided to keep the most unhygienic and unsightly rug in your home. That's your fault. However, put it away. Put it away for the party. And maybe mop the, get a Swiffer. Not to go so shoes off, which I kind of get. It makes people, it does equalize people in a way. It's a little humbling. I'm not totally anti-shoes off, by the way. However, if your rugs actually should not be precious, rugs should be oriental, Persian, and dark. You need a dark rug. You annoying bitch. Need a fucking dark rug that, oh, someone spilled. You're not even going to notice the spill because it's fucking maroon. Oh, someone spilled red wine on my carpet. Well, good, because the whole fucking carpet is the color of red wine. Don't buy a rug that is precious unless you're a fucking billionaire. And no one can go in that room. If this is like New York City oriented, mostly. LA, I'll see you soon. I'm talking about, our apartments are very small. They're very lived in. If you want to have a lived in, you can't not have a lived in apartment. Get a rug that you hang over your fire escape and beat with a rug. Even spot cleaning. Like, spot cleaning? A rug? Rug is not life. Rug is rug. And that's why, like, these people from the Orient and, like, Middle East, I don't even know. Over there, it's east. I would say probably, like, 12-hour flight in that direction. They figured it out, like, 2,000 years ago. You have a beautiful woven tapestry that can handle life's they can just handle life. Mishaps, misfortunes, whatever. A rug should not be that precious. And if you want to fucking buy a basically 3D printed rug on a piece of like bath towel to put over a fucking rubber thing, there's no hope. At first I was like, oh, it's kind of a good idea. Like, maybe you should wash a rug. You should not wash a fucking... You should put a rug in a washing machine. Like, rugs don't need to be washed. Hang it over a fucking thing. Hit it with a broom. Hit it with a hose. Rinse it out. Rugs should be rinsed. Once every 4 years. Once every 4 years, you rinse it. Hit it with a broom first. Rinse it. That's it. And, like, I'm not saying that a rug, I'm not talking about, like, outdoor furniture, like, indoor. Rugs. Oh, my God. Am I making sense? I feel like I've kind of lost my mind. I feel like I've actually kind of lost my mind. Oh, my God. You should be able to step on a rug with a shoe. I'm sorry. You should be able to step on... are you Jeff Bezos? No. You're a fucking project manager. And you don't get paid enough. If you're lucky enough to have that life. Get a Persian rug. It will last you your entire life. It is beautiful. And will never go out of style. You're going to love looking at it. Because you're probably going to do fucking ketamine and lay on it and want to look at it. Do you really want to have a fucking, like, pixelated, like, fake, like, rope design on a white rug? Oh, God damn. I just went so Bale and Dupree. God damn. Oh, no. The rugs they're just simply not rugging. Because it's just like, you look at these washable rugs and you're after like one day, it's just,
it was due to feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
Yeah, and then you have to take it to a laundromat. Sorry, I took my first sip of hard kombucha in like an hour. Pardon. Okay, that's probably enough. You think that's enough? I went DEFCON 3 on washable rugs. I was going to. I mean, I've been building up to this moment all night. So, let's see where we're at. 1 hour and nine. Oh, bitch. Here we go again. So, that does it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm not going to apologize. The next segment I record tonight will be on the $10 tier. I'm going to answer questions. Let me just see what I got here. I had a very targeted question about why bald men wear hats. I got a lot of like kind of targeted questions about my childhood, which I'm actually very eager to answer. And maybe it's better for the $10 tier because like casual listeners might not give a shit. And I completely understand. Upstate stuff. Oh, Lady Gaga Mayhem. I'm going to be talking about that up in there. And oh, Mariah Carey. Someone asked me, like, what should I listen to? I'm not trying to be a bitch, but it's like, how should I start listening to Mariah Carey? I'm like, okay, well, they need help, and I'm going to give you help, but you have to pay me $10 to do it. Oh, and AirPods. Oh, AirPod etiquette. That I'm going to snap again. Oh, man, you thought I snapped with the washable rugs thing? You're going to find out again soon. And again, it's 10 bucks. Guys, thank you so much. I have the booth. This is my year for the pod. I was not to like talk turkey too much, but I mentioned it previously, but my growth on Patreon had plateaued for basically 3 years. And I think in like November of last year, it finally got a little bit of an uptick. And like, I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. I appreciate it immensely. I don't know why it's so hard for me to sound sincere, because that's all I do on the pod is be sincere. But when it comes to like money stuff, I get a little squeamish because it's repugnant. Anyways, so again, if you want to listen to the rest of this episode, 10 bucks. Cough it up. Come on. You got it. You got 10 bucks. A month? Now they got the fucking booth. Oh my God. Thing is, the booth disassembles so easily and it like blocks like a lot of sunlight. But I think I'm just going to keep it up because like I'll use it more. One really quick thing. I forgot. I added a new soundboard clip. And I wanted to use it during my Meghan Markle spiel, but I forgot to when I was talking about her and her gay best friend, Dan. When she's kind of just like humming and be like, mm-mm-mm-mm. It's like, like I wanted to play this. Guys, you're going to like, I hope you're not nauseous because this might put you over the edge. Her like kind of not dancing, but kind of like, wiggling, like, was giving this.
Activate happy dance.
And I'm gonna just leave it. I gotta play one more time. I love that bitch. Hold on.
Activate happy dance.
Ooh, I can't. Cake sphere. Oh, a glow. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Love you guys. I'll talk to the $10 tier momentarily. Bye. Okay. I thought that would be longer. Good night.